Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the return to Monday nights of Georgia Wrestling Now. My name is Jonathan Williams. My co-host Nemesis is missing in action tonight. Not sure where he is. If anybody's listening and knows where he is or wants to call in and fill me in or fill in for him, please do so. The number is 347-324-5735. Until then, I will just wing it. Tonight we have a couple of guests. Our first one will be in just a few minutes. We have Jeff G. Bailey calling in from NWA Anarchy, the leader of the Elite Stable, as well as the man who recently was responsible for Empire Wrestling taking over Platinum Championship Wrestling a couple weeks ago. He has since had one show under the Empire Wrestling banner last Friday, which was a pretty big show. Nemesis was not in action there, though he was there, and the Concrete Gorillas made their presence known, so I'm not really sure where he is or if he was injured maybe in another match or what's going on with him. You never know with Nemesis. So, anyway, until we hear from him, let's see. Anybody catch Survivor Series last night? It was a pretty good show, in my opinion. If anyone wants to call in about that, talk about what they saw or any shows over the weekend around the Southeast. I don't know. It's kind of weird not having someone to bounce ideas off of and play off of and stuff. So hopefully Jeff G. Bailey can call in a little early, perhaps. Or anyone else who might be listening. We shall see. So I guess first of all, I'll just fill people in on Jeff G. Bailey. He's been a longtime fixture in NWA Anarchy. The Elite Stable has been a pretty dominant force up there for many years, going back to the days, I believe, before it was NWA Anarchy, when it was still Wildside. And people like AJ Styles were part of that briefly. These days, as far as I know, it's still just him and Seven. And I believe Seven has a match this coming Saturday against Judas Macias at the NWA Anarchy show on the 26th. But more recently, he was surprised a lot of people showing up at Platinum Championship Wrestling when the Empire took over. And he said he had his sleeper cells planned there for quite some time. And I guess the biggest surprise of that was Shane Marks, who turned his back on PCW. He was the first PCW champion, held the title for more than a year, and has been kind of in and out of the title picture ever since. Had a bit of a losing streak for a little while, but I guess that he wasn't satisfied with his place in PCW anymore. So at some point, Jeff G. Bailey conspired with him, and now he's a big reason why Empire is in control there at what used to be Platinum Championship Wrestling. So they have another show every Friday, the next show they have. I assume Jeff G. Bailey will be there once again, but the now Empire champion, the Revelation, Shane Marks, will be defending his title for the first time. They have yet to announce who his opponent will be, but it'll be interesting to see who gets the first title shot, especially considering that he was just handed a title. He didn't actually win a belt to become the Empire Wrestling champion. So I got a lot of calls and texts and messages after last week's show saying that it was the best one yet, so I appreciate that feedback. And I appreciate the people that made it one of the best shows yet. Steve Platinum called in and impersonated Chip Day. Larry Goodman called in and was basically a co-host for the entire show. Danioli and Strychnine called in to antagonize Nemesis. Chip Day called in. He was the only scheduled interview we had. And it just seemed to go pretty well. Let's see. Also, at this Friday's Empire Wrestling, which I'm sure Jeff Bailey will talk about shortly, the Concrete Gorillas challenged people from both the PCW and Empire Wrestling rosters. So it looks like Jeter, the big man in the Gorillas, will take on Siler Cross, one of the bigger guys in the Empire stable. Brian Blaze will take on PCW's record-breaking Tommy Daniels, who had a really good match last Friday at PCW against Frankie Valentine, who was making his Empire Wrestling debut. And that was quite an interesting show, seeing a lot of local indie guys that have never been in PCW before making their presence known as part of the Empire. But seeing as that was the only wrestling show I went to over the weekend, I don't know what else happened. I believe there was a Rampage show on Sunday. I did watch Survivor Series. Again, I thought that was an impressive show for WWE. Even the Divas match was a good match. Surprisingly, or maybe not surprisingly, the main event with John Cena and The Rock against R-Truth and The Miz wasn't a bad match, but it was probably not the highlight of the show. But it was good to see The Rock. He pinned R-Truth, a guy who has some history here in Georgia as well. He wrestled at Wildside and Anarchy. The Miz actually has quite a bit of history here as well. He was the first Deep South Wrestling heavyweight champion when that was still a developmental territory for WWE a few years ago. So it was interesting to see them, as always. Let's see. Jeff G. Bailey, if you're listening and want to call in a little early, feel free. Should be calling in any minute, though. Then later in the show, we have Shane Knowles of Peach State Wrestling Alliance. They have a show coming up next weekend, I believe on Saturday. And he's in the main event, but the card features quite a lot of talent. Bull Buchanan is on that show, who has been around the local scene for many years and was on Raw recently. I'm just pulling up the card for that show. Looks like Shane Knowles will be in the main event, taking on the Dragon. Johnny Swinger takes on Crew Jones of Hot Like Lava, who were in the main event at last Friday's Platinum Championship Wrestling. Crew Jones and Sean Banks, Hot Like Lava, took on the Washington Bullets, the reigning PCW Tag Team Season Champions. And that was quite an impressive display from both teams, in my opinion. Anybody else see that show that wants to call in, feel free. And then I guess we can go ahead and talk about next week's show a little bit. Going to try to get someone from the TNT Pro Wrestling has a show December 3rd. December 2nd is Winter Wonder Slam, which is a show with lots of big talent. Wardell Walker is on that card. And that's Christian Premier Wrestling in Jackson, Georgia. So we'll try to have some of those people on for next week's show. And it looks like, despite the holidays, there's no shortage of indie wrestling shows coming up in the next few weeks, all the way through, as far as I can tell, through at least the middle of December. And then PCW has its next show at the Masquerade on Thursday, December 15th. And, of course, every Friday at Academy Theater in Avondale Estates. But, of course, it's now Empire Wrestling, so I'm not sure what's going to happen at the Masquerade show on the 15th. Sorry for the dead air. Wasn't prepared for doing a show solo, so hopefully I'm doing an okay job. I'll just talk about what I have going on this week until we hear from Jeff G. Bailey. Tomorrow night, Guar is playing at the Masquerade, and oddly enough, Guar has some history in the Georgia wrestling scene as well. I believe the first couple of years that they had wrestling at Dragon Con, members of Guar and their entourage, as well as members of the Misfits, were involved in some of those wrestling matches. I believe I have Nemesis on the line. Is that you, Nemesis?
What's up, man?
How you doing? What
up, man, I'm just getting over a headache, bro. What's happening, people? What's happening? What's going on? What's going on? I'm shaking off these Dr. Jaws they gave me, bro. I'm sorry I'm late, man. I'm sorry I'm late, bro. I had caught a headache earlier today, bro. I took me a couple of them pain pills and shit. I'm just not getting up, man. Just
well, I'm glad you could make it. I was winging it for about 10 minutes, doing it solo. But glad to have you here.
My phone,
Bailey's calling in.
Yeah, my bad. My phone was fucking up, man, and I didn't hear the phone ring, none of that, bro. But I'm here, though, now. What up, though? This that Gorilla Nemesis was happening. Sorry, John. You know what I mean?
That's all right. So did you have any shows over the weekend? I know you were at PCW, Empire Wrestling. Did you do anything, any other shows over the weekend?
No, not really this weekend. This weekend was kind of slow for me. I was supposed to do this one show, but things didn't work out the way they were supposed to. And it wasn't because I ain't had no ride there for anybody else who got this tripping on that. But no, man, I sat and did my gorilla shit, man. That's all I did this weekend. PCW was a good show this past week. Empire, whatever you want to call it, should be called The Jungle, but, you know, I ain't going to even trip on what the name of the company is called, but it was a nice little entertaining show this weekend. John, if you want to speak on it, you can go ahead, bro.
Well, I was already talking a little bit about it. Of course, like I said a few minutes ago, the Concrete Gorillas made it clear that there's no allegiance. They have no allegiance to either side. They challenge people from both Empire and PCW, and interfered in matches, you know, with people from both sides. And you didn't actually, I guess none of you actually had a match, right?
No, we was making a statement. We was making a statement this past Friday. We were making a statement to let everybody know we're on our own agenda. We got certain plans, certain things that we're trying to do right now. Hell, it's two belts now, so that make it more gravy for the jungle right then and there. And just think about
right.
it, you know, how the gorillas just took over this jungle thing. Just imagine if we just let me just be quiet, man. We're on an agenda right now.
Well, I do. I am curious about you were the number one contender for Mason's PCW title, and you're supposed to get a shot at that at the Masquerade show on December 15th, but I guess we won't find out until this coming Friday where everything stands, what the status of that title is, and where everything, all of PCW's plans prior to two Fridays ago are going. So
What is it like in the back? I mean, you know Jeff G. Bailey from Anarchy, and now that he's kind of in control, what is it like in the back for Empire Wrestling? Where, you know, the PCW, some PCW guys are still on the show, including the Gorillas and Mason.
Right.
So what's going on back there?
Anything that these Gorillas do, you know what I mean? We got our own little spot back there in the locker room, you know what I'm saying? Don't nobody fuck with us, and we don't go fuck with nobody. We just do our Gorilla thing. That's just how we do it, John. I don't care about what they're talking about in the back. I don't care about what Jeff G. Bailey is saying to the Empire. I don't care I really don't care, man. If it ain't about Gorillas, if it ain't Gorilla business, if it ain't the Jungle's business, then I really don't care. Right now, the way the company is right now with all the struggling of power, it's just make it more sweeter and more gravier for these Gorillas. And that's Aisha Sunshine, that's Jeter, and that's Brian Blaze. Y'all need to watch out, for real. For real, now.
So, I saw that Jeter and Brian Blaze have matches this coming Friday, which I already was talking about a little earlier, but like I was pointing out, you know, Brian Blaze is taking on Tommy Daniels of PCW, who's still loyal to PCW, and Jeter has challenged Schuyler Cross, who is clearly a part of the Empire. I don't know what Aisha Sunshine has. I know she's got a match coming up with Pandora at the Masquerade.
She's worried about Pandora right now because she's going to whoop Pandora ass. And when I talk about whoop her ass, I'm talking about literally taking a belt, strapping her down, and whooping her ass. That's what she's going to do come December 15th. Not only is she going to do that come December 15th, come December 15th, we all going to be in the Jungle celebrating because come that day, there's going to be a new champion.
Okay, well, I definitely look forward to seeing the match, regardless of who comes out on top. It'll definitely have some repercussions of some kind and what all is going on in PCW or Empire. But yeah, you were mentioning last Friday's show was a good show. What were some of your favorite matches on that card?
My favorite matches was the Gorillas.
The ones that the Gorillas interrupted?
Yeah, that's taking care of Gorilla business, you know. I don't no disrespect to nobody, but I just don't sit back there like that. I mean, I be on my Gorilla shit, man. I guess you're not understanding what I'm saying. I be on my Gorilla-ish. You feel me? Me and the Gorillas be together, and we just putting our plans together. We're playing chess right now. So let us concentrate on our game. I don't concentrate on nothing else. We don't concentrate on nothing else. You know what I mean? It's something we're trying to accomplish right now. We on the mission,
right? Okay. Well, you have, I don't know if you're involved in the Anarchy show this Saturday. I know Gunner's going to be there. I don't see a scheduled match.
I'll be there.
Of course.
I will be there. Ain't no ifs, ands, buts about it. I will be there. I got some unfinished business up there. We got some unfinished business up there.
We heard about that last week when we got that surprise call from the
I swear, don't say their name, bro. If you want to keep it cool with me, don't say their name, homeboy.
All right, I'll try not to. But, do you have any idea what role you'll play in that show?
Probably the only role we'll probably play is we'll roll up in there, me and Shadow Jackson. We'll find those junkies, and we'll beat the shit out of them. That's the only thing. That's the only role I know. For real. Cornelia might need to have that 9-1 and keep their finger on that last little one because it's gonna be hell. Come on, TV. Not playing. I'm getting bored just talking about it. Let's talk about something else, man. Did you watch Survivor Series?
I did watch Survivor Series.
How you like?
Yeah, what did you think of it? You know, I thought it was a good show. I thought I was surprised that you know, even the Divas match was impressive, which you can't say that very often as far as in terms of just a wrestling match.
The show was good to me. It was you know, if I had to weigh TNA's pay-per-view to Survivor Series got down. I watched that TNA pay-per-view, what was that, last weekend, I believe it was?
I think so.
Oh, my God. No. It was a good show. Let me just say that. It was cool. It was cool. We talked about that last week, though, didn't we?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, it was cool. I'm not going to get
into it, but I mean, I read the results. I didn't actually watch it.
Yeah, reading the results was probably better than watching it. Not that we stopped.
Well, sadly, that's often the case with TNA, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's, you know, all opinions are.
I don't see a lot of TNA pay-per-views because they, you know, I can't find places to show them. I usually go watch the WWE ones with friends at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah,
I don't know
any
place that shows TNA pay-per-views.
Yeah, TNA was like it was a TV show. It didn't feel like no pay-per-view. It felt like just a straight TV show. There's no knock on none of the guys that's up there, but it was just felt like a regular TV show. You know, the WWE pay-per-view, it was kind of interesting. It was entertaining, like they say they do.
Yeah. What'd you think of CM Punk becoming the champion again?
I'm going to tell you, man, I like that shit. CM Punk, you know, I met him one time, I think I did once. That's Jimmy Ray's homeboy. That was good. When I see individuals that either cross my path or I cross their path, or we just walk, or we just handing a blunt to somebody, each other. I don't care. Whatever the case may be. Not saying that that's what happened, but whatever the case may be, when we cross each other's paths and then I finally see them and they make it or they doing their thing on the whole nine, man, that's just good shit, man. A few years ago, neither one of us would have never been saying CM Punk, the heavyweight champ. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
WWE heavyweight world champ. I meant to say WWE world champ. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, I kind of missed Knock out last night for it. It was kind of tight, man. My hat's off to him. He keep doing what he's doing, keep up the good work. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's good to see him. Apparently WWE posted a video interview from right before the match. And he name-dropped Colt Cabana again like he did a couple months ago on Raw. So that's interesting to see, you know, WWE letting him do that, not only letting him, but then putting it on their website where he's representing a guy from another company.
They're probably about to bring him in,
you know,
man.
He's still doing Ring of Honor and all kinds of other indie shows. But, yeah, it's just interesting to see because they usually pretend like there is no other wrestling. So even acknowledging that there's someone that wrestles for another company is a little out of character for WWE. But hey, I just got a text from Jeff G. Bailey. He's having trouble calling in, so let me text him back. But while I do that, I know you're a big fan of Mark Henry. So why don't you talk about your thoughts on his match with Big Show last night?
Man, that was a good match. Let me ask you something. Did they get a boring chant? Oh, you ain't there. Well, the Big Show and Mark Henry got down last night. Big Show, always gonna be a gorilla. Oh, the biggest gorilla in the jungle, you know what I mean? He always gonna be a gorilla. That was a nice little match last night. They did their thing. I somewhat didn't like how it ended, but it still was very entertaining. But I think, I don't know. I think they got a boring chant. I don't know. I was in the kitchen, coming from the kitchen, going to the PC to see, and I think they was getting, if y'all know what was going on, give us a call, let me know what's happening, you know what I mean? Either that or call in and let us know about some shows that you went to this weekend, you feel me? Don't be scared, we can't see your face. Straight up. But let me see what other match was interesting. The Divas match was good. The Gauntlet match, it was real good. I liked that. Hello?
Yeah, I like the finish on that one a lot. Yeah, I'm back. I believe we have Jeff G. Bailey on the line now, so let's bring him on.
Uh-uh.
Thanks for calling Georgia Wrestling Now. Is this Jeff G. Bailey? Hello?
This is not Jeff G. Bailey.
Who do we have on the line?
This is Harold J. Taylor of Crappy Picks, Inc.
Harold J. Taylor.
Yes, that would be me. How y'all doing tonight?
Doing all right. How are you?
Oh, I'm just loving it. I just wanted to talk to Nemesis there. You know, he's calling in all mellow and laid back and stuff, you know, talking about a headache. You know, I remember a badass guy that used to say something about beast up. Gorilla
up. I'm still beasting up. Man, don't call up here with that bull. Man, I'm still beasting up. Like, you can't never get broken down with a headache or get sick around this mug. Sometimes gorillas get sick. Right now, I'm about sick of hearing your voice. How about that?
I think what it is, I think that's a stress headache. Because Platinum Championship Wrestling and Empire Wrestling are playing with your mind. You know, they're trying to get
in
your head.
Hold on. You called my show, bro. You called our show. I am so
That's
glad
right.
that we do not pay you to think. Because if we paid you to think, it would weaken the nation, bro.
I'm stating facts. You had a title shot, and now they're saying, well, maybe. I think you need to take charge and show them who's the king of the jungle.
The jungle's always going to be ours. Check this out. I don't need no pom-pom guy like you sitting up pom-pom me up. We already know what we got to do. The gorillas know their agenda and they know what they got to do. Say, next time you call in, say what's up to the new champ next time you call in here, okay? Because after December the 15th, and you should be there, I am going to walk up out of there a new champ, bro. Trust what I'm telling you.
So you're going to beat up on Shane Marks, huh?
Shane Marks? I've been with that ass one time already. I'm on a mission, homeboy.
It's so confusing. There's two champions.
Yeah.
And Shane Marks. Shane Marks was
and
just handed
it
the
so
title
sweet
belt.
For the jungle. I wish they had five more champions. It would be so sweet for the jungle. That's all they're doing is making it sweet for the gorillas.
So I boycotted the last show because of the whole Empire thing. And I was in New York, but so are they still recognizing Mason as a champion?
Say that again.
Well, Mason came out with the PCW title after, you know, the beginning of the show was basically Jeff G. Bailey and the Empire talking about, you know, what they're going to do and this and that. And Mason came out. I forget what exactly happened. Do you remember Nemesis? I know. He didn't have a match. He just came out and represented the title and fought off a few people.
Mason came out this past show. He walked out there. He let Empire know and a few PCWers that's left. He let everybody know that December 15th, he would be dropping the title to me. That's all he was just doing. That's all he was doing. He was really letting everybody know that he has no chance in hell come December the 15th. That's what he was doing, man.
I don't know. Sounds like they're getting inside your head, Nemesis.
Man, it take a lot to get inside my head. And if they want to get inside my head, they can come on, man. I got enough room. You ain't seen the size of my head, bro.
All right. Well,
all
you
I can say is
you
missed a good show on Friday, and there was a lot of good wrestling. Frankie Valentine, who I think you've probably seen at other shows, made his Empire Wrestling debut against Tommy Daniels.
He's a good guy.
The Vandal and Supernatural had a good match. It went to a time limit draw.
Now that sounds like
else.
A match. I'm sorry I missed.
Yeah, that was the first match.
Yeah.
Oh, and you missed Pandora and Wild Child had a match.
And do I ask which bitch won?
What's that?
Do I dare ask which bitch won?
Yeah, Joey Kidman won.
Oh, my God.
It was a good match.
All right.
And I think he's got a little bit of a crush on Pandora, it seems.
Lord, y'all funny.
And then there was a new war.
Then you had Hot Like Lava. Hot Like Lava was there working the Washington Mullets.
Washington.
Yeah, that
mullets.
Was a great match. And the Ultimate War Horse.
I haven't seen a mullet throw yet.
Say what?
You said the Washington Mullets. I haven't seen a mullet throw yet. You know?
You have seen the mullets, man. They come out there every Friday. They're two black guys. They be jumping up and down. Matter of fact, Brian Blaze and Jeter beat the hell out of them. You know
them. Well, so is Hot Lad Lava going to take over? I don't know if the Gorillas can handle Crew Jones, you know.
Well, actually,
man,
the Bullets
won
the match.
Right. The Bullets did come out on top, surprisingly. Surprisingly, they did, but, you know, I'm not going to take that much from that tag team. You know, they've been doing their thing in PCW for a minute. You know what I'm saying? It's just too bad they ain't got one over the Gorillas yet.
All right. Do you think the Gorillas might make their way to PWA anytime soon? And, you know, they can try and beat up on the Bullets some more since the Bullets are holding the PWA titles?
Well, it depends on what PWA want to do. You know, they might be scared to have some Gorillas in their locker room. I don't know. You feel me?
Is that Peach State Wrestling Alliance?
That is correct.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah, most definitely. They don't want no Gorillas on their card.
Well, we'll be talking to Shane Knowles of Peach State Wrestling Alliance a little later on the show.
He is.
Shows. Harold J.
Yes, sir.
How are they shows, Harold?
Oh, they have a great show out there. I would say PWA and PCW are hands down my two favorite shows, and they're night and day. You know, PWA is a good old school, you know, 70s feel, old ladies getting in the wrestlers' faces, and, you know, it's really a good show.
Okay.
And then, you know, Platinum is just the crazy, you don't know what's going to happen next, you know.
Okay. Well, I got another question for you. So you was there last Friday when Empire, the 10-on-10 match?
No, yes, I was there for the 10-on-10.
Tell everybody your opinion on that match, man. Let it be known, and let everybody know how that show was and how that match was.
Well, I thought it was a great show. I did not like the ending, and you know, Shane Marks turning like that was the last thing we expected.
Yeah, I was just thinking.
I don't know.
It's
one of those things trying to figure out what's going to happen from here forward. But, you know, other than that, it was a great show as always, you know.
Yep, the mystery has been brought back to wrestling.
Yeah, well, actually, I was rather excited to see, Jeff G. Bailey show up. I've been reading about him for years, but I've never seen him in person. I haven't made my way up to an Anarchy show yet. And, I've been wanting to go up there since it was Wildside, but, you know, just never had the opportunity yet. So it was kind of a shock seeing him.
And about, let me see, this is 1 week, 2 weeks. I believe in about, I know two more TV tapers, man. You need to try to make it out there to Anarchy. It's going to be one of their big shows. And, you know, if you ain't got nothing to do, head on out that way and check it out.
Yeah, my big problem is the distance right now, the cash, you know. But I'll make it happen sometime.
That's why you got to get you a bitch, man. You got to get you a bitch with some money and some. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. We on the wrestling line.
All right. Well, I'll let y'all get back to your show here. I was listening
all right, man.
In.
All right, man. I'll let you, man. You be cool. Get the fuck up out of here. Peace.
Thanks for calling. All right. Well, I just got a text from Jeff G. Bailey saying he will not be able to call in tonight. So I guess we'll have to reschedule him for another week. I guess I gave
That's
him
cool.
He wasn't able to get through for some reason. I texted him the right number again, and he just said this is not enough time to touch on anything at this point. But we can talk to him on the next show, perhaps.
Yeah, we'll set up on the later show.
The next show will be a good one because it'll be right after the Anarchy show and right after another piece Empire Wrestling show.
Yeah.
So
you and what time? You said we got another guest calling in today.
Yeah, Shane Knowles from Peach State Wrestling Alliance is going to be calling in. They've got a show coming up this Saturday as well, so he's going to call in to talk about that.
That's good.
And just
kind of.
Yeah, it's the card looks good for that show. They got Bull Buchanan, Johnny Swinger, Corey Hollis, Mike Posey.
Dang.
You know Action Mike Jackson?
Yeah, I know Jackson.
I believe he does a lot of those shows.
I think he's the he's one of the shot callers up there. I'm gonna tell you something though. As old as that man is, that man move around that ring like he about 20, 22, man. He will blow up the average worker. That's working.
Yeah, I've
shows.
Seen him. How old is he? He's in his 60s at least, right?
I think he's about 60 something, going late 60s, probably early 70s. If that, I don't know for sure. Shit, you ask me, I say about 100. But regardless of the fact, he can move over. Man, I sit back and I watch that man work that ring, bro. I ain't seen no other older cat out there that can run that ring better than these young cats. I'm not even going to lie. For real.
Yeah. And he's wrestled with Ric Flair and Road Warriors and all those guys.
Yeah, he done done it all, man. Which is cool. But for him to still going like Rick and them going right now, like I said, hats off to you, bro. I'm having problems walking right now.
Well, hey, we've got another caller. This is probably Shane Knowles, but I'm not sure. Let's bring him on the line and find out.
All right.
Thanks for calling Georgia Wrestling Now. This is Jonathan Williams and Nemesis. Who do we have on the line?
Good evening. It is Shane Knowles. How are you guys doing?
All right, how are you?
What up, Shane Knowles? What's happening?
Oh, not much, man. Just enjoying the program so far, and want to say I'd like to extend an invite to the Concrete Gorillas if they ever would like to come down to PWA and take a shot at the Washington Bullets, as they are the champions, and do use questionable tactics sometimes, but you can't deny their ability in the ring.
Hey, we don't want the Washington Bullets as almost, well, Jeter and Brian has whooped their ass almost all around Georgia, man. So, you know, thank you for sending out your invite on where the gorillas will be down there sooner or later.
Well, you got a big show. You got a big show coming up this Saturday, Shane. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that? Who all is wrestling? And of course, you've got a big match on that card as well.
Yeah, this Saturday, the Peach State Wrestling Alliance presents No Easy Way Out at the VFW Fairgrounds in Carrollton, Georgia. And most people around the state, no stranger to the VFW Fairgrounds, as that's been a kind of a historic venue in the state.
Yeah.
I mean, many promoters have ran there over the course of 35 years, and we've been fortunate to be there 2 years now after we moved from different locations. We've made Carrollton our home base and have been very successful over the course. This has been our best year so far, 2011, and my match notwithstanding, if you took that out of the equation, which I'll get to that here in a little bit, but the card itself stands up. I'd put it against anything in the state right now. I mean, if you look at Johnny Swinger and Crew Jones battling for the PWA Heritage title, I think that could go on any show in the state. Mean Mike Posey and Corey Hollis, two fantastic young wrestlers. If you haven't had the opportunity to see them yet, I know you guys have, but anyone who's listening,
yeah,
they haven't, they are they put on a heck of a show. And also we've got Johnny Rage against Steven Strider in a feud that's been culminating here at the last event, November 5th. Johnny Rage used a cowbell and a bull rope and hung him over the top rope, and now we've made it a match where the first person who gets it off a pole can use it on the other, no questions asked. Also, you know, it's funny, I heard you talking about Mike Jackson. His actual age is 62 as of last week. 62
years old. Man. Happy birthday, Mike. Shout out to you, Mike Jackson. Happy birthday. Keep up the good work.
Well, I tell him he looks 70 and wrestles like he's 30. So.
Yeah.
Mike Jackson will actually wrestle Antonio Garza. I don't know if you have the pleasure of seeing him wrestle, but he brings some of the Lucha Libre style down here on the Georgia independent scene. And also, yes, Bull Buchanan, fresh off of his appearance in WWE, a local favorite, will be taking on the 405-pound Congolese Nightmare. You know, so we'll definitely have to tighten the ropes and make sure all the bells and whistles are ready to go on the ring that night. And also, you know, on the card, Mike Jackson, Antonio Garza was not listed. Also will be Nathan Childs against Bill the Butcher will be there this Saturday. So seven matches in all. It's our final show of the year. We've had a great one. We've had – this will be our 16th event of the year. We've had – I guess toot our own horn a little bit here, but it takes a lot of hard work to get to this point. But we've had four crowds of over 400 this year, and seven over 300. And when you travel across the state, you know, in this economy, it's just amazing because wrestling is in a bit of a downward spiral, and especially if you go to shows not just in Georgia, Alabama, North Carolina, it's so hard to sustain 300 or 400. And of course, we've had some shows, had our ups and downs, but I don't know. We've just been very fortunate, very successful. We've got a good crew of guys that, you know, rotate in and out and have definitely created matchups that pique the interest of the public.
I hear, right. I hear y'all do a nice, a very respectable family-based show down that way also.
Yes, very much so. I want to, you know, no disrespect to PCW. I'd love to come up there. I actually talked to
PCW. PCW is a family-based show too, also.
Oh, okay. I talked to Jay Taylor. He loves going up there, and I told him I would definitely like to make it up that way sometime. Yeah, and what he was saying about us, the PWA is more of the old NWA as far as like with maybe a little bit more, I don't know how you put this, more violence but still keeping it toned down where it doesn't get out of control to a sense. Maybe that's not the best spin on it. But a place where, you know, we have a lot of families who come with young children and, you know, they get into the good guys and bad guys dynamic. Very much so. But
okay.
Yeah, he
and
just called in a little while ago and was
I'm sorry.
I didn't hear what Nemesis said. How often do
you
run it?
How often do you do a show?
Oh.
How often do you do a show?
Oh, there we go. Twice a month, just depending on the availability of the venue. That venue does a lot of things, like Luke Bryan, country music star. They do some country concerts and have a variety. Of course, it is the fairground, so the fair comes twice a year. But if nothing's on the schedule, we run twice a month, usually first and third Saturdays.
Okay. And how long you been in the business?
Started out doing some ring announcing about 7 years ago, and then in June of 2008, started the Peach State Wrestling Alliance. Our inaugural event was in Bremen, Georgia, not far from Carrollton, maybe 20 minutes up the road. I'll never forget it, the first show, you know, Buff Bagwell and the Disco Inferno, who at the time, Glenn Gilberti, was on the Georgia scene, and you don't have to tell you guys what happened. He took the first train out to Las Vegas that he could get on. But, you know, started in Bremen. We ran a couple of shows over in Alabama near Heflin and Anniston, Alabama, and then finally settled into Carrollton as of June of 2010. So just celebrated our third anniversary back in June, had Raven on the card that night, and been fortunate the last couple of months. Just, you know, had some surprise appearances come by. Some guys like Fit Finley and Ron Simmons were on the last couple of shows signing autographs, and hopefully we can get Mr. Fit back from overseas sometime and make a PWA appearance in the ring.
Sound like y'all got some good, interesting things going on over there. I done heard a lot about your show. Simon work out there at your show, Simon.
Appreciate that. Yeah, it's good to have, you know, word gets out, I guess, on the wrestling scene on who's doing what, good or bad. It doesn't take long, especially in this age of technology, to to get positive or negative out there. So.
Yeah, but it's good to have positive on your show and not be like some of these shows out here that got that negative shit on them. So y'all keep up the good work out that way.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
So I have a question about your main event match.
The elephant in the room.
control of the company, right? So it's PWA is your company, isn't it?
It is, correct. I am the promoter and the founder, and that's why I put over the rest of the card. You know, by itself, I thought it held up. And for the PWA fans that, you know, have followed us for so long, this is basically a culmination of something that basically started the very first show we ever ran. The very first PWA match was Damon Taz against the Dragon. And doing the ring announcing at the time, and Dragon got in my face and quickly let me know that he was establishing this as his territory, that it was Dragon Town, USA. And we've had our differences over the years. Basically, in November of last year, I had it with all the underhanded cheating tactics, and I suspended it. Then in February of this year, which was our biggest crowd to date, with Rick Steiner in the house, had a 469 crowd, a good house that night, and brought the Dragon back against my better judgment, and actually brought him back and aligned myself with him, forming the Elite, which also consisted of Bill the Butcher and Rick Michaels and Simon Sermon, the Exotic One. And over the course of 4 months, we basically ran PWA as we saw fit, but he and I could not coexist. He turned on me in June. June 11th, I believe, was the date. And from that point forward, you know, he and I were at odds. He was still the Southern Cruiserweight champion, but I kind of took kind of more of a personal interest in what was going on in his matches, that he continued to cheat and, you know, not play by the rule book. So I would make sure that I reversed the decision or, you know, quickly pointed out to the referee a foreign object that he was using. And basically what it came down to, the fans decided to celebrate my birthday, September 24th, as luck would have it, at a PWA show with a nice cake and everything. And I guess Dragon had grown tired of me meddling in his business. He proceeded to smash me through my own birthday cake. So like any, you know, good-blooded American, I was out for revenge. I challenged him to a match, even though I'm not a wrestler.
Dragon and I had a match where I had the upper hand on October the 8th, and then he bailed, got himself counted out, and took the cowardly way out, which, you know, he just said that he was preventing the beating from me. He was doing me a favor. So on November the 5th, made a match, a rematch with him and myself where, you know, there would be no count out. So if he chose to run, I'd have my running shoes on, you know, ready to go. So once again, got the advantage of a grueling battle that went all over the building and placed him in the sharpshooter right in the middle of the ring and proceeded to have some help from the back that came in. And this is where it really got ugly in a sense, and you'll see why the stipulations were built like they were. They tied me in the ropes and were hitting me with chairs, just anything they could get on. A couple of guys tried to come in and make the save. They were quickly thrown out of the ring, as was two referees. And then finally, my father, Pete Knowles, who was 63 years old, actually older than Mike Jackson, he actually worked the ticket booth at our show. He came down to tell the Dragon that, you know, if Shane wants to wrestle, that's his business, but it needs to be one-on-one, and three-on-one is too many, and he's had enough, now let him go. Well, the Dragon called off the troops and said he's had enough, and you can see where this is going. As my dad headed back to the ticket booth, Dragon spun him around with a kick to the midsection and a couple of punches and chops to the throat, to the face. And I'll just say that an all-out brawl ensued from there involving fans, all the locker room, as well as he and myself, a pull-apart brawl. You know, he started talking about how I had lost control of the Peach State Wrestling Alliance, that I was more interested in my personal interest rather than the fans and the well-being of the wrestlers, the talent in the locker rooms. And he had a plan in place to take over the Peach State Wrestling Alliance. And, you know, I told him it's not an easy job. There's a lot of nights where you don't leave the facility till 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, whether it be 30 degrees or 100 degrees in the rain or the snow. It's not a – sometimes it's a thankless job being in charge. But I told him if he thought he could do a better job than myself, then let's just put it for all the marbles on November 26th. He and I, one more time, no count out, no disqualification. The only way to win would be pinfall or submission. But I kind of covered my tracks on this when I told him, you're going to fight me like a man because you had interference tonight. If you have anybody stick their head out of the locker room door, if they come in the front door, if they're under the ring, if you have any interference whatsoever, you lose. And by putting the company up in the match, I also told him, if you win, you run the company, but if you lose, you're fired. So it all culminates this Saturday in the final match of the year for the Peach State Wrestling Alliance.
You know what, Chris? A few weeks ago, or whenever it happened, when they jumped on your dad, or whatever
Shane.
The case may be, you should have picked up the telephone, got a couple of dollars together, gave me a call. I could have sent some gorillas down there, handled your business, and you wouldn't have this problem right now.
Well, I appreciate that. That's, I guess on my part, hindsight's 20/20. If I thought to place that call.
I'm just saying, gorillas off the hire.
Open for business. There we go.
For sure. For sure. Hey, I'm going to start. Hey, I got it. You know what I'm going to start doing, John?
What's that?
Every time we get, I mean, Chris, you sound like a well-educated man. Every time I get, we get guests on here, I'm going to ask one question to all of them, which is this. I'm going to ask you, Chris. I know I'm making a jibber-jibber right now, but that's the medication
I'm
coming
off. Shane, Nemesis.
I mean, Shane. I don't know why I keep calling you Chris. Shane.
Believe me, I've been called many names, but Chris is a first, so.
I can call you motherfucker then. No, I'm just fucking with you. Well,
how do you know my middle name?
But look, if you had one wish to change something in Georgia wrestling, what would you do? What would you change?
As far as the business as a whole?
Yeah.
Honestly, from top to bottom, if everyone had the same passion and dedication as a small handful of people I knew, I don't think the Georgia independent scene would be in the state that it is now. I still believe in professional wrestling. I don't believe in sports entertainment. I still believe that wrestling can make a full 360 turnaround. I mean, people with short memory don't realize that after the wrestling boom of the 80s and the early to mid-90s, this business was left for dead. Vince McMahon was bleeding in the red. WCW certainly wasn't setting anything on fire. And then around 1998-99, you know, we saw an even bigger boom than we could have imagined with the rock and wrestling from the 80s. So it's in a downward spiral now. I think too many people take it as a weekend warrior type thing. And, you know, you got to have dedication. I mean, it's not something that you can put on the back burner, because if the fans, if other people from other promotions see that you're lackadaisical in your work, then I don't think they get personally invested in anything that you're doing.
Right. Good answer, bro. Good answer. Good answer, man. That's what I'm talking about. Because I'm going to start asking questions like that to see where everybody's head at. And you can find out the real businessmen or the real weekend warriors that come on our show. You know what I mean? Because, you know, a lot of things that I feel should change in this business, but I'm just one gorilla.
Well, hey, Shane, I appreciate you calling in tonight and letting us know about the show and everything. When is the next PWA show after this Saturday?
Well, November 26th, last show of this year, and the next PWA event is scheduled for January the 7th. Now, whoever's in charge, that remains to be seen after this Saturday, and I've already heard the Dragon. He's done a couple of promos on YouTube as well as Facebook saying that if he does take over, there will be increased ticket prices. Mike Jackson, Johnny Swinger, myself, a lot of guys will be fired on the unemployment line. He'll have new security, new concession workers all the way down to the people who scrub the toilets. So it's a dicey situation going into this Saturday, but for those of you that are coming out, those of you that are listening, I appreciate your support. Had a lot of emails, texts, and phone calls, and just look forward to a good event Saturday, and thanks so much. Thanks for having me on your show, guys. I really appreciate it.
No
be a
problem.
Stranger.
Thank you for calling
Love
in.
Love to do it again.
I was going to say, I don't know if I know Nemesis won't be able to make it because he'll be at the Anarchy show. I'm not sure if I'll be able to make it, so feel free to call in next Monday or, you know, in the next couple of weeks and let us know what happened and what the plan is for the show, the following show. And, you know, maybe we can get some of the other people, depending on who is on the card for the next show. We'll get someone that'll be wrestling at the next show on here as well.
And can you tell Mike Jackson to get in contact with me, if you don't mind?
Nemesis, you got it. Absolutely.
All right. Yeah, tell him to get in contact with me.
I was going to say, if you called me Chris, I don't know if I could put you in touch with him or not.
Actually, we should have Mike Jackson on the show because he's got another show coming up the following weekend.
Yes, in Jackson,
the Winter
Georgia.
Wonder Slam,
yeah.
I think. Yeah, so we should have him on the show as well.
Yeah, that's why I wanted him to give me a call, see what, you know, how his schedule is, see if we could get him on the show so he could share some of them old school stories with us.
That's it, man. He's got plenty of them. You know, I've traveled with him to the NWA Legends Fest the last 2 years in Charlotte and Atlanta, and that's a heck of a car ride, just sitting and kind of picking his brain on everything he's seen since 1974 in this business.
Ooh, share one of the stories, man. Give us a story before you go.
A story from Mike Jackson?
Yeah, give us a story before you go.
I'm sorry. Let me think off the top of my head here. Well, I can remember him one night. Ole Anderson, which I'm sure everyone knows, was one of the most hard-nosed, grizzled people he'd ever seen. He said one night, Ole, when he was running Georgia Championship Wrestling back in the early 80s, that a guy just showed up at the studio and kept begging to work, and Ole, you know, in his own way, told him, you know, I'll get back to you if I need you. Well, Ole was cutting a promo later that day, and the guy just ran out of the audience, showed up to Ole and challenged him on television. Even though he wasn't under contract with Georgia Championship Wrestling, and Ole just kind of went with it on the fly, and Mike said, you know, watching from the curtain, Ole got in the ring and proceeded to put the worst beating he's ever seen in his life on this guy. And here came Tommy Rich, Bill Eady, a lot of guys, and it took him about 5 minutes to get Ole out. And Mike said, I can't remember the guy's name, but I'll never forget his face, what he looked like afterwards when he came through.
Yeah, tell Mike to get in contact with me, man, and thank you very much, bro.
Thank you all for having me. Have a good Thanksgiving.
You
all right,
too,
you
man.
Too. Thanks a lot.
Take care.
You too. All right, so I guess we need to wrap it up. Nemesis, did you have anything you wanted to talk about real quick before we end the show?
Yeah, if y'all not doing nothing this weekend, check out a fantastic show. Y'all come down to Avondale Estates this Friday night. Good family-based show, PCW. also, if you're out in the Cornelia area or in the north area of Georgia, I guess that's the north side, come on out to Cornelia, Georgia, NWA Anarchy. Come out there, you know, nice little family-based show. Have fun. You know, y'all ain't doing nothing these holidays, especially after Thanksgiving. After y'all get finished eating all the turkey, the bird, the greens, some of y'all may eat greens, the chitlins, whatever y'all doing this Thanksgiving, y'all need to show up to a wrestling show. Sit back, burp, and watch the show. You feel me?
Well, yeah, Gunner's still scheduled to be at Anarchy on Saturday, right?
Yeah, he's going to be there Saturday. Oh, real quick, shout out to Mr. Excitement. Y'all Facebook him, Twitter him, Facebook him, text him, call him, whatever you can, and show y'all condolences to his dad, man. Roddy Jackson went home Friday at 7 o'clock, so y'all just do that. You know what I'm saying? My prayers go out to you. Big ups to you. Big ups to you. Big ups to you, Roddy Jackson. I love y'all out that way, man. God bless you and your family, Excitement. Get at me, bro.
All right. Well, real quick, I just want to talk about the other Georgia Wrestling History Radio Network shows. On Wednesdays at 8 is Ringside Wrap with Rich Tate, Les Thatcher, and Mike Sempervive, where they talk about wrestling, MMA, and all things of that sort. Thursdays at 8 is Peach State Pandemonium with Mike Norris, Jerry Oates, and Bobby Simmons, where they talk about the history of wrestling in Georgia. Fridays at 8 is Midnight Black Mass with Reverend Dan Wilson, where he talks about wrestling and movies and music and various other elements of pop culture. And then one Sunday a month is Ohio Valley Wrestling Overview with Larry Goodman, Trent Van Dries, Muhammad Ali Vaez, where they talk about Ohio Valley Wrestling, which is now a developmental territory for TNA Wrestling.
Not TNA,
but,
is it TNA?
Yeah, well, it used to be a WWE developmental, and then they severed ties, and just about a month ago, TNA announced that it was now a developmental territory for them. So,
did you give them the number? You didn't put that number out there, did you?
The number to call in the show?
No, the other number. Oh, my God. The other number.
Which
the number?
Number
to the fantastic T-shirt place. 404-421-9041. If you want fantastic T-shirts, get in touch with Mills, Inc.
I was waiting for you to do it. I didn't want to steal your thunder.
But,
in the future, if you want me to do it, I'll gladly do it.
No problem.
Did you give them that website, Nemesis? Did you tell them about that website?
Not the website, it's the email address. It's mills_inks, I-N-K-S, @live.com. Got the best deals in the business. 404-421-9041.
I was referring to a website called wrestlingwithpopculture.com.
No. I know.
But, so next week, we don't have any scheduled guests as of yet, but I think we should get Jeff G. Bailey to call back now that I think he can get through at this point. Maybe Mike
most
Jackson.
Likely next week. Next week we'll have Jeff G. Bailey for sure. I'll make sure he'll call.
We can try to get Mike Jackson because he's got a show coming up the following weekend. There's a lot of shows.
Forgot my surprise guest. I still ain't put my surprise guest on.
I didn't know you had a surprise guest. Is that next week?
Two weeks ago, I told you about my surprise guest. Next
oh,
week,
yeah.
I will have my surprise guest on the show.
Well,
I've just been chilling.
Looking forward to hearing from whoever that might be. So maybe we shouldn't schedule too many other guests next week if you've got a big surprise. But I have contacted a few people because there's a lot of shows on December 3rd, that Saturday. So a lot of wrestling shows that weekend. So I was already touching base with some people and trying to get some people on. But we'll get Jeff G. Bailey. We'll have Nemesis surprise guest and maybe another guest. But until then, this has been Georgia Wrestling Now. I'm glad Nemesis was able to make it because it was a little awkward at first. Just me. But we'll be back next Monday at 8, and thanks for listening.
Hey, and y'all out there that's talking shit, there's one place that shit's supposed to go.
We thank you for listening to the Tribecast, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com and the GWH Radio Network. Stay tuned to GWH for nostalgia, upcoming events, and more. As always, GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com thanks you for your continued support.